Odds Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right, we've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play and listen to us talk about all is in the word shall, but anyways, we're talking about the band All today, and on the score sheet, as it were, John, you're listed as first. This feels like maybe this was a band we were talking about, you know, on an after the fact or something, and you guys kind of both signed up at the same time. But talk to me about All, John. Why is it that we had to talk about All today?
Yeah, All is a really interesting band. I mean, they come out of the Descendants after the Descendants lead singer Milo Ackerman chose to leave music to go to college and to go be get his PhD and do that whole thing for a while. So the rest of the band was like, well, what do we do? And they decided to get a new singer and just keep playing music. And they're like, we'll start another band. And they named themselves after the Descendants' last album, which was called All, of course. And they got Dave Smalley from Dag Nasty and DYS, later of Down by Law, to be the singer, and a great singer in his own right. And it's actually good timing that we're doing this episode right now, because Dave Smalley, it popped up the other day on my, I think on my Facebook feed, that Dave Smalley had cancer last year. And they're doing they had started like a GoFundMe for some of his medical bills. He'd had some complications from the chemo and like not doing great. If you want, Justin, maybe I'll send you the link to this. We could put it in the show notes maybe, for the link to his GoFundMe. But yeah, good timing to kind of bring some spotlight onto that, because Dave Smalley's like a legend in punk rock. People know him from a lot of different bands, but he was the first singer of All on their first few records and did great. But aside from that, I mean, All's an interesting band. They're kind of like, they're always in the shadow of the Descendants. The Descendants, obviously, this legendary punk rock band, has been around for 40 years. But All is kind of the band that kind of sits in their shadow. And I'd seen them a couple of times. I was able to see them last year. And, like, God, they still put on a great show. And they play all the classic hits. And, like, they're kind of like the little brother band, which is kind of a unique situation. You don't usually see that in music.
So, like I said, I think this was a situation where we were talking about it and you guys both kind of signed up at the same time. I don't know if you recall, Randy, but you signed up and said, hey, I want to do All as well. So talk to me about All.
I think for me, it's, of course, you mentioned the Descendants first, but then immediately right after, if you're going to do the Descendants, you got to do All too. Mm-hmm. Why the hell not? All's a great band in its own right. And what I love about them, and it's for a lot of people, and for me for a long time, it was really hard to separate the two, because for the first few EPs and albums and stuff like that, it does sound like they are just doing the Descendants with another singer that actually kind of sounds like Milo anyway. And you're thinking to yourself, what's the difference? And some of it can be a little bit more prog rocky and a little bit more experimental in there as well, especially very early on. They don't really cater to that much later in their catalog, but they got, I guess it was just kind of one of those things where they just got forgotten about because Milo was the band, and Milo was obviously, his face was in front of everything. You know, they created their own little guy named Alroy that was supposed to be, you know, their marketing ploy for put on the record, and every single one of their records is like Alroy for Prez, Alroy Says, or he's on the cover of Problematic or Mass Nerder. He's all over the place. So it's kind of funny that they have, you know, two different mascots for each band to kind of make them their own. But All in Their Own Right is really good, and they kind of, what I realized from listening to All this is that they kind of develop their own personality after a while. Once you get through the songs a little bit, you realize that what was kind of experimental is actually a little bit more of punk turning alternative. You think about what was happening in the 80s at the time, and I see a lot of these songs having like replacement level sound to them, like that same effect, that same kind of like very, I don't know how to explain it, but it sounds like the Replacements. It's very replacement-y. And that really didn't happen with punk. It was kind of their own category. They kind of, you just saw punk at the time, and hardcore was massive, massive in the 80s. As we know, Bill Stevenson, who is the band leader and writer for the majority of the songs for both Descendants and All, is in Black Flag, or was in Black Flag at the time. So, you know, that's really what he was known for, and he was doing a lot of that while All was going on as well, I believe. And they just, like, it wasn't necessarily, they were in between two different genres and really couldn't, I don't know if they could, like, grasp, like, one or the other if they got that, like, fandom. I think it was just probably a lot of people that attached themselves to the Descendants and said, yeah, this works too. It's all the same guys. And when you think about it, Stephen Egerton and Carl Alvarez, Tony Lombardo was the original bassist, and I can't remember the original guitarist for the Descendants, but they were Frank Navetta, right. They were out after a while, first couple records. I think Frank Navetta had left earlier, if I'm not mistaken. One of them had left earlier. And then they bring in two guys that came from Utah into the fold for that All album and that All record, and they decided to continue on the band. And they've been the Descendants and All ever since. And yeah, it's just very interesting. After a while, I think you kind of can let go of that, you know, needing to compare to the Descendants, because they really became their own personality. There's three singers here, and while I thought that Dave Smalley had a lot of resemblance to Milo, I think that Scott Reynolds did as well, a little bit, but you kind of build into your own as you go along. And then Chad Price is just completely different and kind of molded All into the band that I think that they were looking to be after a while. So I grew up with these songs, and I grew up with, like, the last two albums specifically, because that kind of followed the era of Everything Sucks for the Descendants. And that's what I was really, really into when I was like 15 and 16. So it was a perfect mixture of all of what was going on with these two bands. But All stands up on his own. And I think that part of this episode is set out to prove that for people that were, like, big Descendants fans, but just did not transfer over to All as much.
So this goes without saying, obviously, but I do feel like when we do episodes like this, I have to, because I think this gets lost on people a lot of times. Of course, this is new for me.
Can I ask you a question, Justin?
Sure.
Was there not a song that played on that punk show on 99X?
If there was an All song, then I probably just it didn't register while listening through it.
Okay, there's one that would have made sense to have been played, maybe even two.
I mean, possibly. I didn't listen every Sunday. So it's possible, you know, I just didn't, and I was tuning it out because a lot of times we were listening to it at work. So, like, I was, you know, doing other things, getting knives thrown at me. That's a true story. So things like that had drawn my attention away from the radio. So it's possible it happened. It's probably even probable that it happened. I just happened to not catch it, or it didn't trigger when I was listening to the list. So yeah, like this was, other than when we did the Descendants and we kind of briefly touched on All being a band, this was, you know, I didn't know what I was getting to, even though I kind of knew what I was getting into. But I mean, to that, you know, the thing that makes this easier when we do a band like this is the familiarity. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I'm not familiar with them specifically, but they're playing a sound I'm very familiar with. And so it's not like jarring to hit play and go, ah, what is this? You know, like it's like, okay, I can lock right in and understand what's happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's not get this out of here. So,
sorry, we've done too many of the same bands over.
No, and over again. I'm laughing because it could have been jarring. Like, All has some weird songs that were that I definitely, because there's so much music. I mean, I know we're going to get into this in a minute, but there could have been a version of this list that had some of their weirder, jarring songs on it.
Well, and, you know, who knows, what that would have turned out, because, you know, then it might have turned out a different list. But, you know, it probably does better for us to kind of, like what Randy was saying, like frame them up as, sure, they're the little brother band, like you mentioned, John, they're the little brother band of Descendants. So we have to acknowledge that, but we also have to show that they're a good band in their own right. So, I mean, you already kind of talked about, we trimmed around some stuff. You trimmed around some stuff. Yeah. John made a list and was like, here, this. So talk to me a little bit about, like, why you chose what you chose. We ended up, I think it was 77 songs in total. So how you got to that 77, then talk to me about what you decided to bring to the table today for your 20.
Well, I do want to, a couple more all facts if I could. And sure. All is such a unique, weird band. They're, I think, the only band that, I think the story is they were based in Colorado and they were touring so much. I think this is like in the early 90s. They were like, we should move to the center of America. That way touring will be easier because we'll be closer to everything. Mm-hmm. Everything will be, we won't have to go coast to coast. So they found a map and looked at they found the geographic center of America, some small town in Missouri, and like moved their whole operation there for like a few years. Like, we'll just move there. Like, they just got up and like went to Missouri, which is a weird thing for a band like this to do. But I love that they were just like, we're going to be on tour all the time anyway, so we'll just move to the middle. And the Everything Sucks album that Randy mentioned, which is the great like comeback Descendants record, after almost 10 years, Descendants are back, Milo's back. It's this huge record, these great songs. That was originally supposed to be an all record, and you can find the all recordings for that with Chad singing online. They're pretty available. And, like, that would have been a completely different record for them. But I think after the success of Everything Sucks, then all was like, oh, we should just do that. And then they kind of hit with Mass Nerder the year after that, and that was their biggest hit, I think, to date, and then on with Problematic. And then they haven't put out new music in a very long time, but they still get out and tour a little bit, as I mentioned. But for putting the list together, I mean, All is not a perfect band. I mean, let's be honest here. They dabble in butt rock a little bit in the late 80s. They dabble into some heavy grunge-ish stuff in the early to mid 90s that they have no business doing. Like, there's weird songs. There's a song called Alfredo's about an Italian restaurant that I almost put on this list just for Fredo. If he had been on here, I would have. But the whole song is basically just a commercial for this Italian restaurant that they go to. There's a lot of weird 10-second songs. There's a lot of really instrumental, like, weird stuff. So if you're into that stuff, definitely go check out all. They're like the punk rock Frank Zappa, kind of. Mm. But for this, I figured it would be good if let's stick to the classic sound, because when all is good, I think they do reach those same heights that the Descendants reach when they're, I think the songwriting, again, you've got a lot of the same songwriters in the band as you do in the Descendants. Obviously, 3/4 of the band is the same. So the songwriting power is still there. The personality of Milo is not, but I think the songwriting stands up on his own. And when they're good, they reach really, really high heights.
So when you're plucking your 20 together, like, what are you looking for? Like, what is...
I'm just songs that have stuck with me for a long time. Like, I've been in the Descendants since I was probably 14 years old and discovered all soon after that. And, got to one of the first times, I think it might have been the first or second time I saw the Descendants, they covered an all song, which we'll talk about. It might even be the first one I mentioned if it hasn't been picked already by that point. But, and I remember like, oh, I don't know this song. So I went back and like asked people, oh, they cover an all song. And like, that was great. So dug in this episode, mostly just the the classic sound, the songs that I had been with for a long time. And there's a really good, I mean, All has a really good greatest hits CD that's out there. I think it's just self-titled. That's really worth checking out. It kind of condenses their whole catalog up to that point into about 20 or 25 songs. And that's what I usually put on when I want to listen to All. So a lot of my stuff came from that.
So we're getting back to a little bit of familiarity here, Randy. Like, does that change your gameplay? Or because you've played pretty differently the last couple times out, did you change your gameplay for this, or did you kind of tackle it straight on?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that a couple of years ago, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, John brought up the Everything Sucks All version to me. And it was something that I had never known before. And it absolutely blew my mind hearing Chad Price sing Everything Sucks and, you know, Coffee Mug and all those songs. I was just like, what the fuck is this? This is incredible. And I believe like the album art that was on whatever clip that I was watching was All Roy as with the newspaper. Awesome. Really, really cool. And, you know, I thought I was going to go into this not knowing a lot of the earlier stuff. And I think I knew more than I did because I owned a record called Live Plus One, which had both Descendants Live and All Live on it. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously I at the time there was, I think the record came out after Problematic. I think there were Problematic songs on it. So of course my mind is geared towards Mass Nerd and Problematic songs, but I remember a bunch of those songs. I remember hearing them and they kind of like stuck with me. And this is a familiar, you know, getting back into the familiarity with that. And for me, like my nostalgia with this band does last with those two records. So, and knowing that I get what John was saying before that Dave Smalley is kind of a legend within punk rock and everything like that. But you know, Chad Price was the one that really felt like he made the band what they were and made the sound that I liked from the band. So I kind of split it. I kind of split the errors a little bit. And I put a lot of weight towards the stuff that he did, especially because he's the one that kind of had lasted in the band for the rest of the duration. But yeah, I think from that standpoint, I think the gameplay was really with the songs from those two records that I was going to pick that maybe I said, all right, I know that maybe one or two other people would have this, but maybe this song, I don't feel as though it deserves to be automatically on the list. If we argue it and it's worth the conversation, then fine. But I don't want to be the person that is like top 10 immediately because there were other songs on those records that I really liked better. So I played a little bit of the game that way. I loved a lot of the early songs, and I would do this thing where I had 19 earlier today, and I actually had one song on the list that originally that I had taken off, and then I sang to myself, I'm like, I didn't know what song I wanted to take, so I'm like, you know what? I have this little, the melody in my head here. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to think about it, and then going down the line on the songs that I was working towards, I went back and that melody was that same song that I had taken out before. I'm like, okay, well, that's perfect. I got my 20, but I really appreciated the early stuff and really enjoyed it. And there's going to be a talking point that I have with one of the songs that kind of brought more nostalgia to me because of another band that I know that it influenced that I really, really liked, even maybe as much as the Descendants back, you know, when I was 16, 17 years old. So bring all that back up.
So as I'm going through it, as I recall, I had 37 on my first pass, and John goes, that's way too many. So I will say that it was a lot of, you know, a lot of basically earmarking just because I wanted to give something a second listen, as opposed to some of them weren't really contenders. It was just something I kind of wanted to hear again. I felt like with this band, I kind of wanted to just get to the point and figure out the ones that I wanted, you know, that felt like they were definitely in, which was like five or six. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to have to be loose and fast with the rest of these and just kind of started knocking some out. This is one of those bands where it's like, you know, there's enough, again, oh God, I hate, you know, repetition of sound, you know, like it sounds like I'm saying a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing. When you do it well, there's enough repetition of sound. There's enough songs that sound alike that you can kind of throw a stone and, you know, hit that sound if you want. So it wasn't crazy. Like, this wasn't a crazy list to come down to, but I do get the feeling that since I was so willy-nilly with my list, that this next part might be a little difficult. So based on everything we've said so far, John, how many do you think we'll get through unanimously for the final say?
Yeah. I mean, I came into this pretty optimistic, but now I'm not so sure. I'm going to say 4.
Okay. 4 is respectable. What do you think, Randy?
Well, my first thought was that I was going to be real optimistic and I was going to go 7.
Hmm.
And like, part of me still wants to. What the fuck do I have to lose?
I was going to say, like,
yeah, right.
Just the final say.
I mean, your willy-nilly picks could just be all the best songs anyway.
It's possible, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to stick with 7.
All right. So I guess that breeds the question as usual. Do I go asshole low? It feels like there's a sure thing 4, right? Like, I think John hit it on the head. But the question is my willy-nilly not as willy-nilly as I thought? And do we go over that? It really doesn't feel like we're going to do less than 4.
So you're going to pick 2 because that's what you do.
You know what? Just for that, I'm going to go 3. For real.
Fuck, you're gonna win this one too. You've won like all the last bunch of ones that I've been on.
It's ridiculous because it's all the ones where I do that. Like I make the wrong pick on purpose and then I end up being right. I've won way too many this year. It's ridiculous. All right, so we're gonna take a quick pause, and when we come back, we're gonna play the game. It's Deprogrammed. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through a selection of All's catalog and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given All the time of day. And you know what? It doesn't make any sense for me to play a different way today. I know this may not have technically been a track 1, but it is definitely the first track you hear on our main list, and it definitely set the tone right for me, and I'm always happy when that happens. So I'm going to start at the top of my list here, Pretty Little Girl.
No.
Okay, I get it.
No. Catchy, but I thought, I was trying to stay away from the obvious sounding Descendants songs.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair. You know, I didn't even think of that. I guess I should have, but I didn't even...
That was maybe 21 or 22 for me.
Okay, that one makes sense. Yeah. Into the Bin It Goes. All right, John?
All right, yeah, this is the one that I referred to earlier, the one that Dissonance covered the first time I saw them. It's Original Me.
Let's put that in the top 10, please.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, John... Did Chad and Milo both do a version of this? I seem to be remembering that.
No, that's you're thinking of a different song.
Okay. I thought it was Original Me, but...
Not that I know of, but there is one that Milo does sing on, but it's on my list, so I won't mention it now, but when it comes up, I'll mention it.
Okay.
It's on that CD that I referred to.
The Live Plus One, I believe... Milo's that's the Descendants version of Original Me that's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think so. I think it's in their set list.
Yeah, they played it a bunch.
I will say that this is one of the 6 that I was like, yeah, this is in, like, first time hearing it. So I did something right. It is in. All right. Randy?
This is the song that turned me on to them. World's on Heroin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
Easy. That's an easy one.
Hey. You know, what's funny is, I think I was telling you this just before Randy came on. I was looking at, because I didn't get any answers. I was looking at Spotify to see, you know, what the top five songs were, you know, just to kind of see if I was in the right space. And I swear, when I did that a couple days ago, World's on Heroin was there. But when I went back today, it wasn't. So
it was on like, it was on like one of the Punk-O-Rama compilations, I think. And that kind of catapulted it into the forefront for a lot of people. And I think coming right after Everything Sucks, Descendants were like a big deal and people were ready for more. And like all took advantage of that and releasing Mass Nerder, you know, directly after. And yeah, World's on Heroin, I think, is their, it's their biggest quote unquote hit this day. I mean, they played it when I saw them last year and it was amazing.
I bet you,
you have to remember for all, this is the number one worst band to search for on Google because yes, the SEO will not, you type in all, you know, you type in any other band and it's like,
you can't even type in, you can't even type in all band. Cause like that, that doesn't help either.
Nope.
No,
nope.
It'll give you laundry detergent first.
Yeah. Yep. I was trying to, when I asked the question, especially if, when I put it in the Instagram story, you follow Deprogram it on Instagram, Deprogram VA. If I always try to put like a song and I typed in all and I was like, oh, here we go. They're not here. And so then I tried to type in the name of the song with all it just didn't come up. So I was like, all right, well, I guess it's not getting a song today. So, all right.
Bill Stevenson knew then that he was going to fuck the internet with this band. He'd be so happy.
All right. I'll give you another one of my six that I knew was in for me and see if you guys have it. She's My Ex.
Of course.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, all right. So I wasn't wrong.
That's the Replacement song.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's weird. This is why I love these conversations, where it's another one of the million reasons I love these conversations. Because, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even think of it, you know, when I was listening to it. I just was like, I like this song. This,
but, yeah, more of the 80s sound.
Yeah. Right on the money, man. I dig it.
That's right.
All right. Well, the good news is, one more right, and your boy doesn't have the weight on him immediately. So I'm into it. We're already at three. John?
I'm gonna stick early. How about Just Perfect?
Nope.
No.
Oh, it's a classic.
F. Just Perfect. And, you know, this is the obligatory, I don't have a reason. This is the point,
yeah, same.
Point in the show where, like, I don't know that I will have reasons for much of anything. Like I said, I kind of, a lot of the cuts were just willy-nilly. All right, Randy?
So this was, for a long time, the only early Descendants record that I have, All Rise Saves. And I thought it was so weird. Like, I thought I was just buying an alt rock. I didn't really know about like the, you know, the 80s sound or the other singers or anything like that. I thought I was just buying an early alt record. Like it was going to be similar to what I had heard in the other records. And there wasn't a whole lot of songs that I was super impressed with at the time because it was just kind of took me back a little bit. But the first song off that record kind of spoke to me because it's like, oh, well, I never thought of those two words together like that, but if there was anything to describe me, it would probably be this. And Justin, there are a couple songs and song titles in here that I think you can look at and be like, if this song is any good, then I'm going to pick it. So I'm thinking you might have Educated Idiot.
Yeah, man.
No.
Really?
Oh. I know it's close. Like, I love the song, and I wanted to, and they, this is another one that they played last year when I saw them. It was great. But it just didn't, just not quite enough to get there. Just too much other stuff. Late cut.
But
yeah, this is, it's, I feel like it's one of the, like, the hits that has all the weird stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
No, but you hit it on the head. Like, when it started, or when I looked at it on the playlist, I was like, well, I mean, this is something that describes me. Let's utilize that. It, like you said, if it's any good, it's in. Like, and so I was like, oh, well, I get a chance to call myself an educated idiot into a microphone. I'm in. So.
Well, at least I got you on that.
Yeah, we got it too. So we're doing really well, actually.
And my next pick, I think I'm going to take the other one that you would be swayed into taking.
Well, I hope I don't let you down, because I don't know. I don't know. Oh, wait, I forgot to mark off Original Me on my list. All right. Do I go with my one that I don't know if you guys will have that I kept because I just love the concept, or do I just... You know what? I'm gonna go with a song I just could not get off my list. I don't know if you guys have this. It felt really different. And every time I listened to it, I was like, man, like, I don't know. I can't really put a finger on why I can't cut this. It's off of Mass Nerder, Vita Blue.
I like that song a lot, but it just didn't make it, unfortunately.
You didn't go with the baseball one? I'm shocked.
I was kind of thinking that you would say that, and I was kind of thinking, yeah. Man, that's a really poor decision by me. But yeah, there's a lot from that record that I really, really like.
Through My World, Southpaw Curve. Like, yeah, I love that song.
You took it?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Not in the bin. I'm into it. Like I said, I kept coming back to it, and it was like the word that kept coming to mind was pretty. I don't know that that's, you know, how I would still describe it, but like there was something about it that just was like, yeah, man, like I'm just
that
into
chorus.
It.
They do those big choruses. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
All right,
Vita Blue. That drum, like that dun dun dun, Vita Blue.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. All right, John.
So this one, I'm going to stick with the big chorus idea. And this one, just every time I hear it, just the harmonies, it just sounds huge. It has and I love the bass intro. This is one that gets stuck in my head all the time. How about Shreen?
No, I did not take Shreen.
Oh, now I'm wishing I would have kept it.
That was a
willy-nilly cut. It was like one of those last ones. I was like, I don't know what to take off.
What do we do? What do we do?
It has a really good chorus, yeah. Like,
yeah, perfect.
All right. Randy?
All right. I'm going to see if I can find you on this. I felt like I had to take a goofy song because it just gave me so much joy in my, you know, younger years. At this one, upon like the first riff into the song, screaming it like, oh, that's pretty fucking hilarious. She broke my dick.
I can't believe somebody took it.
You can't believe you didn't take it.
I don't have a real reason. Other than I thought maybe I would just be the only one. I gave that a way longer look than I maybe should have, but I guess, like, in hindsight, maybe I should have given it a longer look.
Yeah, no,
that's assuming that John doesn't have it.
Yeah, I can't save you on that one. I mean, we haven't talked about this, but, like, Problematic is not my favorite record by them. I think they were just trying to do Mass Nerder Volume 2, and a lot of those songs, I think, don't stick with me, and I don't have a lot from that record.
Yeah, ooh. I think I
have there some that I thought would be absolute throw it in, but okay.
Well, you know, I didn't even say this in the beginning. I accidentally, very accidentally, as I said, like, these cuts were, there was nothing no thought to them, or no deep thought to them. I accidentally have representation. Like, it's not like perfectly even, but it's spread relatively even. So, let me try out one of these percolator tracks. How about nothing?
Yep.
Oh, another close one, but no. It's a good song, though. Just didn't have room for it.
Man, are we kidding here? We're still sitting at three. Yeah. I mean, there's still so much left. Like, I'm not, but like after that start, I thought for sure we'd sail past the three. Making me sweat here. I don't like it. All right.
I don't think we're getting a seven at this point unless there's a miracle. Hail Mary somewhere.
John.
All right, I'm going to stick with the catchy ones. This one is another one that just gets stuck in my head all the time. How about Dot?
Yeah, I got it.
No. Cool. Not for me.
2-2-2. All right. Randy?
A lot of good ones. I'm going to go back to Problematic. I think that this might be my favorite song from Problematic, so hopefully you guys have stuck with that one, too. How about Better Than That?
Yeah, I got that.
No.
A two.
That would be our only representation from that record, then. I'd be okay with that, since it is low on somebody's list.
All right. We're almost to 10 with the twos. So NTP might be out of play here, which always makes John sad.
Yeah, it does.
This was another one that I couldn't bring myself to cut. How about Man of Steel?
No, good one, though.
Oh, yeah, good choice, but no.
All right. Into the bin it goes. All right, John?
Oh, man, I don't know where to go now. I'm going to go with the one that that we talked about earlier, the one that Milo sings on the quote-unquote greatest hit CD. How about Just Like Them?
Yeah.
I don't have it.
That was the other one I was just looking at playing, so. Blam, blam. I think we're one away from nixing NTP.
Yep, looks like it.
Which I guess, technically speaking, if we stay where we're at with three, NTP won't be in play anyway, because final say will be mine. So, all right, Randy.
I think I'm going to go for a song that I don't expect either of you to have. And this was a song that I was mentioning before that I heard so much from another band. And one of my favorite bands back in high school was Less Than Jake, another band that I'm hoping to get done on Deprogram this year at some point. And their early records are really interesting because it's like, it's ska, but it's not ska yet, but it's still kind of, it's like in between a little bit. And it was just, they were just a three-piece band at that point. And I think maybe like one or two of their songs, but like Pezcor was such an interesting record because it, like the writing for that record didn't quite define them yet, but it was like very simplistic songs. And when I heard this song, and Roger, their bass player, and he also sings and writes a ton of their songs, he is a huge fan of All. Where
I think they've toured together.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. No pun intended. I knew that was coming somewhere. And Roger has this massive All Right tattoo on his leg. And I remember one point when I was seeing them live, I was up on the rail. And I was so happy to see that, not that I was surprised or anything, that I was waiting for my moment to scream at him, be like, I love your tattoo. And he just looks at me, just gives me metal horns or something. So this song reminded me a lot of that Pezcore record and sort of the harmonies on that record and simplicity of it. And that's from All Right for Prez. This is Wishing Well.
Oh, all that for me to go, no.
No, yeah, I feel bad now, but no, I don't have it.
At least you got that story in. Yeah. You weren't surprised at all.
Stop.
Never. all right. I'm going to go with another one that I just could not take off of my list. Birthday IOU.
Came close.
No, I don't have it.
All right. John?
All right, let's go back to the early stuff. How about Postage?
Nope.
No, that was very, very late. Again, no real reason, just it was very, very late. I know it was probably in that 25 range where I was just lopping stuff off. All right, Randy?
There were like 76 songs in this, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot that are going to the, it shouldn't be surprising to anybody. All right, I'm going to go back to Mass Nerder, which seems to be my wheelhouse, and go Honey Peeps.
No.
Don't do this to me.
No.
You know what? When I looked today, Honey Peeps was one of the five on the Spotify list. So if I would have looked, if that would have been on maybe yesterday, I would have looked yesterday, it might have gotten another listen and made it onto my list. But
I actually didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it wasn't initially there. So it's greasy. What do I got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, we got another couple rounds in us. How about I Hate to Love?
Really close, but just missed.
Yeah, no.
All right, John?
All right, let's try to hit on one. This is one of the all-time great Crush mixtape songs. How about Million Bucks?
Yeah, I got it.
No, I don't have it.
Ugh.
I didn't take a lot from that record. I don't know why I didn't love Pummel that much.
Yeah, it's weird, but that is a standout, I think.
That's their only major lead. That's an Interscope record, yep. I believe.
Yep.
I have two from Pummel. Obviously, Million Bucks being one of them.
I cut out a lot of the bad stuff on Pummel. There's a, I think that's the one that has the song Hetero, which is a very poorly aged song about being angry at gay people for not being able to, for not being able to hook up with girls. Like, yeah, it's very, very bad and very much in poor taste.
Ew.
There's probably a song on Mass Nerder that we should have cut too. Silly Me. About dating a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, this does not age very well at all.
Right.
We just officially kicked out NTP. So if a worst case scenario, we have 10 as it stands. But you have a chance. We still have another couple rounds in us, Randy. You're up.
I'll get there. Really? No.
No.
Well, I do have it.
Oh, okay. That's a great song. He's just waiting for me to officially say no. Wait, where is it? There it is. I found it.
What I love about this song the most is that this is the second song. And then if this song comes up later, the fifth song on this record, the first line of that song is the whole point of the song is like, I'll get there. And, you know, this it's still summer somewhere. I'll get there. And then the song that's a couple songs later, the first line of that song is, I'm the kind of guy that never gets there.
That's awesome.
I didn't take that song, spoiler alert, but.
All right.
I just thought it was a funny tie-in, and I'm sure done on purpose.
One, two, three. think I got like six left. So I'm thinking maybe we do one more round and then dump out.
One, two, three.
I've still got nine.
Five, six, seven, eight, ten.
Ugh. Yeah, I only have six, so we only have a handful of shots at a unanimous anyway. How about...
Think positive. We can do it. We can get there.
How about crazy? Question mark. I'm going to assume
that... I got it.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Everybody crazy or is it just me?
We looks like we have ourselves a conversation here now, too.
Yep.
We got some cuts to make. All right, John?
All right, this is my favorite All song right now, and this song has really stuck with me in the last couple of years, and every time it comes on, I have to scream along with it. Silence.
Mm. Yes!
Okay.
Absolutely!
No, but
oh,
you like to see another two go in there.
I was really... It was between Silence and Until Then, and I almost went Until Then. I was edging that way, and then I listened to Silence one more time, like, oh.
Yeah, Silence yeah, is incredible.
Yeah. I can't deny this song, yeah. What a great album closer, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Randy?
It's really tough to say what I think would be unanimous. Because it's a track one, maybe. Let's try Carry You.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the one problematic that I had.
Hey.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. And that gets you the...
Yeah, the we'll see. We'll pick. See.
All right. Now I got to bring it up. I haven't had to do that in a minute.
Yeah, since like the first round.
Yeah.
Second round.
We were kind of rolling around here, not having to pause for nothing. There it is.
I got two more from Problematic that are just going to flush down the toilet, I guess.
All right. Let me go ahead and make that official. Carry You. Two, three. And now these cuts get super interesting, don't they?
We'll see. I still got six left. I've had the rug pulled out from under me before.
Last couple shows, Justin, we've had the walk off. So
yeah. So now I only have
walked
four
off
left.
On Jane's Addiction.
Yeah. Now we only got four left. So
makes it tough.
I might as well just dump out. I was thinking maybe we do one more round, but nah. I only got four.
I got eight though, Justin. I got a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Might as well just dump out. All right. I'll start at the top here. Sex in the Way.
No.
Good no. Moment,
no.
All right. Skin Deep.
Almost made it.
Yes.
All right. Skin Deep is another two.
Skin Deep. It's a great song.
Ooh. All right. Already did that one. Already did that one. Already did that one. That one. All right. Here's one. Fuck it. It's Bail.
No.
No.
It's one of those ones I just could not. Like, to me, it did not fit what I was trying to do with this band at all. But I went to cut it, and I was like, I love this. Bail. 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 All right.
We got one more chance.
One last one. Self-Righteous.
Oh, it came so close.
No, didn't have it.
All right. Into the bin it goes. All right.
John wins this.
Yeah. John wins with four. So John will have the final say. And just for funsies, you want to see if you can take any of Randy's off the board?
Yeah. I've got Scary Sad.
I got that.
I've got Simple Things.
I came close to getting that, but
me
I
too.
Did not take that.
That one was very, very late.
Another great chorus. I've got Minute.
Nope.
Our Little Love Was Real for a Minute. And then I've got two off of Mass Murder. Fairweather Friend.
Oh. See, that one was the one that I purposefully left off because I thought everybody else would take it. Then I'm like, I don't think it needs to be in the top 10. I like it, but played the game a little bit on that one.
And then this one was a highlight from the show last year, Refrain.
No. I like that one too, though.
Yeah.
But
I'm being serious when I say I think these, like all those ones you just mentioned, were like those part of that last blitz, like when I got it down to like 27 and just kind of axed them. I know for a Refrain's the only one I'm not sure, but the other ones I know for a fact were like those late cuts. All right. Just for very, very fun reasons. Randy, what do you got left?
Paper Tiger. Mary.
Mary's right? A good call. That's great.
Yeah, great song. Right. Breaking Up. Until I Say So. What Are You For? Stupid Kind of Love.
All right. Let us get that rundown. Unanimously in for Original Me, World's on Heroin, She's My Ex, and Karyu. Karyu is the only one I didn't see coming. I feel like the other three felt like locks when I listened. So Karyu's interesting that it's in there. All right. So what do we got here in the combo? 13 that we need to trim down to 7? No, 5.
I got 12.
I've got 12.
Okay. What do I have wrong here? All right. What do I got? I got Educated Idiot, Vita Blue, Nothing, Dot, Better Than That, Just Like Them, Million Bucks, I'll Get There, Crazy, Silence, Skin Deep, Scary Sad, Simple Things.
Who had Simple Things besides me?
Not me.
Oh. I must have accidentally put a...
I think I said I almost had it, that's why.
All right. So, at least that one was the last one, so I don't have to reshuffle the deck. All right, so when I read those off, John, is there one that you're thinking either, you know, take either, has to go in at this point, or is happy to have been here?
Silence. I think we have to have Silence.
All right.
You're not going to use that for your final say, huh?
Nope.
I'm not going to complain about it at all.
All right, same question to you, Randy. Is there one that either you just can't believe we didn't get all of us, or you want to just give that last little nudge, or one that you feel like has played well and can go home?
I don't know why John took so few problematic songs. I know that maybe to you, John, that one on this list is enough, but I think that Better Than That is a phenomenal song. I want this on the list.
I think there's better choices. That wouldn't be my pick.
So let's leave it alive for now. That's the best we can give it, since there's a little resistance there. All right. How do you feel about Educated Idiot, John? Because
it can be on there. Yeah, that's. I was out on that, but not for any reason. I mean, yeah, I think it fits well on the list. All right. Gives a taste of their weirder side.
So that gets us up to 6. All right, so take another crack, Randy. See if you've got another one that's kind of jumping out at you.
Well, here's one, since John just agreed to one that he didn't take. I'll agree to Skin Deep.
Okay.
Yeah, Skin Deep's good.
Boom. All right, now we're starting to get to the nitty-gritty here. Where does that take us? 8? 7. All right. How do we feel about, is there one, let's answer the tough question, John. Is there one that's played well and can go home?
Maybe nothing.
How do you feel about that one, Randy?
Yeah, it's one of my very few picks in this, but it wasn't like one of the high ones that I had on my board, so it's fine.
All right. Boom. Is there one that kind of jumps out for you, Randy, that's played well but can go home?
I guess crazy, because I kind of just don't really remember the song that well.
Any resistance there, John?
No, I mean, we've got She's My Ex, we've got Skin Deep. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right. So now, what about the baseball one? What about Vida Blue? I mean, it's still hanging on.
Yeah, Vida Blue would face I'll Get There from Mass Nerder. I would definitely want I'll Get There on it more.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the other one I'm looking at is like Dot versus Million Bucks. And I think Dot is probably the one I would pick. So Dot and I'll Get There probably be the two that I would throw out as the best out of this bunch.
All right. How do you feel about Dot, Randy?
John doesn't like Better Than That.
Don't. But
that really sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
That record didn't hit for me like it did for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Dot was fine. I'm trying to look at some of the other ones here.
I was gonna say we're at eight. If you want to throw up resistance, we're at eight. So this one that we pick is gonna leave John his final say. So,
what was the eighth one that we picked?
I'll Get There.
Okay. We threw I'll Get There in.
Yeah, I thought that's what you guys wanted. Yeah.
Okay.
I was the odd man out there. So.
Okay.
So we're looking, okay, let's look here. So there's Dot, Better Than That. Did we threw Vida Blue out if we put in I'll Get There. Mm-hmm. Dot, Better Than That, Million Bucks, Scary Sad, and Just Like Them. I feel like Scary Sad can probably go home because that was the last of the bunch that we took.
And that's another one that like you have She's My Ex, you have Skin Deep, we have that early stuff on there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would love to get Better Than That on the album, on the 10. That's
so basically
a song that's really stuck with me.
So basically, we're at a three-song race, right? Dot, Better Than That, Just Like Them. That's what it sounds like to me. For the final two spots.
Did we talk about Just Like Them?
I have the final say, and I know what I'm picking, so...
Do you want to just say that now, and then...
It's not going to help this discussion, but I could. It's up to Justin. Justin, is that cool?
I know what you're... So you're going to... Yeah. I mean, you're about to pick out of the bin, it sounds like. So
yes. I am.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
If that changes you guys' discussion on what this is going to be, then take that into account. Because whatever you pick, the rest of them aren't getting on.
So I feel like if you take from the bin here, then that's taking the song that you and only you want, that I think we should put Better Than That in. I think that's fair.
It's not a bad argument.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'll also say this, like this is interesting for me. Like I have all three of these. All three of these were on my list. So here's what I'm hearing. And I think Randy has a very, very valid point with that point of if you're picking from the bin for your final say, which is fine. obviously, then
you sound well, you know, and the first time I did this, you were not thrilled with me.
I don't like it, obviously, but like the rules are the rules. Like I can't get in the way of it. Yeah. So
at least you're not doing it on a 4 or 5 panel. 3, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have caught one on a if we added a person to this, but
there's great stuff in the bin here.
That's the other thing. Like it's not like you're just picking some random song that none of us liked. Like it's a chance. It was possible that it was on all, you know, on all of our radar. So,
I think I know what you're picking.
I don't know, man. I feel like better than that. Like Randy hasn't really like laid down the law for like any of the ones that he really, really wanted, except for this one. And if you're picking out of the bin, I feel like it's perfectly rational to take the one that Randy really, really wants.
I mean, the only thing I'll say is like, 2 from Problematic seems like a lot for me on this list. But I mean, like I said, that's, I know that's the way it's been done before. And I like the other songs that we're talking about more, but I did get final say. That's how it goes. That's how it plays out. That's what you guys decide. That's fine.
All right. So let's do that. And then
can I take a guess at what you're going to pick here.
Sure.
Are you going to take Shireen?
I'm going to take Shireen.
That's what I thought.
Ooh. Yep. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure that one was close for me. So,
yeah, same.
That was one of the ones that came in here. I was like, I would. That's one of the ones I felt like had to be on. Like that chorus is undeniable.
All right, there we go. So that gets
that's our only Breaking Things song, right? No, Original Me. Never mind.
Original Me. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Original Me. Speaking of. World's on Heroin, She's My Ex, Carry You, Silence, Educated Idiot, Skin Deep, I'll Get There, Better Than That, and Shireen rounds out our 10. Now, John, based on everything we just said, based on those 10, which one is the one?
Yeah. I'm tempted to say Shireen, but I think the one that's most representative of them, I would say Original Me.
Okay. What do you think, Randy?
I'm going to go for the one that worked for me, World's on Heroin.
I do feel like those are the two.
Probably, yeah. She's My Ex could fit in there, but I don't think that's definitive of their sound as much.
I definitely think those are the two. So the question becomes, which one? It may have been just the excitement of when it hit me hearing it, being like, yeah, that's in for Original Me. When I first asked John, like, that was the one I was eyeballing. I mean, song length. I mean, if we want to like hit him with something short, World's on Heroin is at 159.
And also, like, World's on Heroin is great. There's not a thing wrong with it. But I think if you want the song that exemplifies all, like, I think World's on Heroin is great, but that's a Descendants song, right? That's a Milo song. It's a shame he didn't get to do it. It would have been one of the great Descendants songs. But I think Original Me is an all song through and through. And I think
even though Milo sings that more even, often.
Yeah, and I think them covering it, I think, is them trying to be like, look, here's this other great song that you don't know. Here's a song by our other band that you should hear, because they're using their platform as the Descendants to be like, here's this song that you guys should know.
So I know you guys said this a bunch on the episode. I'm just making sure information was retained. Mass Nerder is the one that they did to capitalize on the Descendants' return, right?
It came out right after Everything Sucks, yeah.
So, I mean, there is validity to that. You know, what you're saying is it being a Descendants song because they were trying to hit, you know, immediately. What do you think, Randy?
I see both value in both songs. I do. Obviously, I think that, you know, it ties into my life and taste of this band so much more. And again, Like, I think it's just, I think both of them do something different for, and can get a person to be like, yeah, I'll listen to it. But like for me, I don't know. Like, I once wrote a song and I basically matched the chorus to that because it was so fucking catchy that I couldn't get it out of my head. And literally one of the lines in it was, I can't get you out of my head. It was like, no. I can't remember the first one, but I can't get you out of my head. But it's really not worth losing sleep over you. So, I don't know. I just have an attachment to it that is tough to let go of. Yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at.
So,
I guess to sell it to other people, it's just like, it's just a fun, fast punk song. And I don't care that it's 2 minutes long because a lot of these songs are, especially very, very early on, are not much more less than that. They're, some of them are a minute.
Yeah, Bale was 53 seconds.
Right.
That's why I had it.
I don't know. I get what John's saying with the similarities to the Descendants, but to me, it's always just been all.
So, well, let me ask you this then. You've basically said this then. Is it your attachment speaking versus we think that, you know, we think it'll be like the best representation of it, of the band?
It's a little both. It's a little both. Like, Original Me is great, and I'm not going to, like, yeah, I'm not going to throw a temper tantrum if it's number one, but like, I'm always going to be stuck on that song.
We could just throw a left turn and go Educated Idiot.
You want to? It would be
interesting on the best stuff.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I kind of want to, because I want to force Fredo to listen to that.
I mean,
if you want to do it, I'm in. Just fuck with the gameplay.
Look, I mean, I'm listening to it now. That would be fun to make him do. And you know that chances are high that at least two of us are going to bring it to the dance that day. So
just for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be hilarious and everything like that, but like, Fredo's one person, and you're not trying to get Fredo into the band. You're trying to get anybody interested, anybody that you talk about that hasn't listened to this band into the band. Mm-hmm. Fredo's just one person. Fredo is a dudes, but you know, like, this should not be all about how Fredo is going to react to this.
I agree.
Well, then that takes me back to Original Me, I think. It was the one that jumped out to me from the beginning. I don't have any of the attachment that you guys do, and specifically that you do with Worlds on Heroin. It's not like it's not on the list, right? We're literally splitting hairs. So, if we don't want to take... If we don't want to take the odd way out, then I feel like Original Me kind of gets it done. And again, like, it's not like Worlds on Heroin is not on the list. So
it's
1A and 1B.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So let's do that. Lock that in at number one. And let me run down this list one last go. Original Me, Worlds on Heroin, She's My Ex, and it also should be pointed out, Worlds on Heroin was one of the four that was unanimous. So this really was literally splitting hairs. She's My Ex, Carry You, Silence, Educated Idiot, Skin Deep, I'll Get There, Better Than That, and Shreen rounds out our 10. And with that, let's let Original Me get a moment in the sun.
Come to think of it, it's the first time you hear Chad Price on an all record, so.
Oh. All right. We have done it. We have turned you on to all because, hey, man, you may not have even known who they were before this. And now you do. You're welcome.
Because you can't Google them.
You cannot Google them at all. And, you know, maybe that's why nobody answered when I asked. So, hey, you know, hope you dug that. And if you did, you can jump in and play yourself if you'd like. Legionofstupid.com. If you go up to the top, it says shows. You go down to deprogrammed. A little less than halfway down, there's a sign-up sheet. You can tell me what band you want to talk about, and eventually we will get around to it, I promise. I just did another round of new people that signed up. I reached out to them. Their panels are trying to get filled out. Bands are escaping me right now. Boy Sets Fire is one of them. I can't remember the other one, unfortunately. I know somebody put up Mogwai as well, so there's stuff out there. There's people want to talk about bands and artists, so, you know, tell me which one you want to talk about and make me do the work. That's what it's all about. It's about nerding out about your music and making a list so other people can nerd out as well. It's a good time, as you could tell from this very episode where we nerded out about a band that you can't look up. It's shameful when you think about it. We are a podcast, which means we're on all podcast platforms. If you are listening on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, 5 stars would be appreciated, please. If you answer the Q&A, every week I ask, you know, what do you consider essential band A? You know, whatever band we're talking about. So this week it would be, what do you consider essential all? You know, maybe you don't know, but you can tell us which songs you listened to and enjoyed. We could go from there. But I would appreciate that if you did that. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars and a positive review would be awesome. Supposedly both of those things help the algorithm. It absolutely works on Spotify. I'm not sure that it does on Apple Podcasts. No idea. So if you're listening on Spotify, there's your hint. Please hit that 5-star. Let's see. That's the podcast. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin is a place where you can go if you'd like to support the show monetarily. It gets you the deprogrammed episodes a week before the rest of the world. It gets you access to different Discord channels. It gets you the conversation we're about to have after the fact. It's the only place that goes. And occasionally I do some Oh Hi Justins and other stuff in chats and whatnot. Those all happen on the Patreon, patreon.com/OhHiJustin. And I think that covers everything. Shrug. Who knows? Maybe one day I will write it down. Maybe one day I won't say that I will write it down at the end. Again, who knows? With that, all. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.